Good morning, everybody. Standing here, Erev Yom Kippur, Yom HaGodol VaHanorah, the awesome day where everything is going to be sealed. Of course, we try to look at other people as if their din was sealed right away because they're tzaddikim gemurim, but we have to look upon ourselves as being benonim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is deciding what's going to be with us, our families, our communities, Klal Yisrael, for this coming year. I heard this past week on a tape that Rav Cheshin, who's somebody who reads palms, he wouldn't read palms during a Seder Tshuva, because everything can change so much during a Seder Tshuva. The weight of your deeds, whether it be a mitzvah or an avera, has so much weight that it's constantly changing. So we can really hop around, we can really take advantage of every moment of Erev Yom Kippur today, and certainly Yom Kippur, to change the din. I want to start off by telling over an unbelievable maisa I just heard on the way over in the car. I was listening to Rav David Yosef. It's Avram Yosef. Avram Yosef, Rav Yerholon. He takes questions and answers on the radio, and he just told over a beautiful, beautiful story. He said that his father, in his younger years, he became the Rav of the Boruchov Shul. And the Boruchov Shul was named after the previous Rav, Rav Boruchov, who had no sons. And since he had no sons, he bequeathed the Shul to Chacham Avadia. But Rav Boruchov had a brother, and that brother every year had Maftir Yonah. And he was getting older, and one year, Chacham Avadia noticed that this, I think his name was Noach Boruchov, I believe his name was. He was upset. So he went over and said, "What's wrong?" So he said that he has to, since he's older and he's not well, he has to eat, and he can't fast. And since he can't fast, he won't be able to get Maftir Yonah, as he's used to saying Maftir Yonah every year. And Chacham Avadia said to him, there's more background to the story, because Rav Avraham Yosef was telling, as he told over the story, he said that he noticed his father and his Rav outside, they're both crying. And he found that afterwards, this is the conversation that ensued. Rav Noach Boruchov said, "I can't say the Haftorah Maftir Yonah, I didn't fast." And Chacham Avadia said to him sternly, he said, "If you do fast, I won't give you Maftir Yonah. If you don't fast and you eat, then I will give you Maftir Yonah." He was a little bit shocked, a little bit stunned. And of course, he got Maftir Yonah. And right away after Yom Kippur, Chacham Avadia wrote a tshuva. The tshuva was that usually when it comes to a tainas tzibur during the week, one of the tainas tzibur that we're familiar with, the person getting the haftorah can't get, if he's not fasting, he can't get the haftorah. He needs to be fasting to get the haftorah on a tainas tzibur, because there's a tainas tzibur. But on Yom Kippur, since the reason why you say the maftir is because the haftorah is because of the kedushas hayom, it has nothing to do with fasting. Al pi halacha, even if you're not fasting, even if you're eating, you can still get the haftorah. But the story is unbelievable. He noticed that this person was upset, and right away he chapped the halacha, of course, and he told him, "No, for sure. On the contrary, if you do fast, you're not going to get the haftorah." The sensitivity of Chacham Avadia, and then right away spend the next few days writing apparently an extensive tshuva for the future that everybody should know that anybody who doesn't fast can certainly read the haftorah. Just an unbelievable lesson of chesed and being sensitive. That's that. Tshuva! The avodah shayom is tshuva, to repent, to change our ways. The Chafetz Chaim once got up in Radin and he said, "Elul, tshuva, it's so easy. All you gotta do is charat ala avar, feel remorse for all the transgressions, all of our sins, and kabbal ala asid, and take upon ourselves to do better." And Rabbi Eliyahu Dushnitzer, who is mashgiach in Radin, he got up and he said, it's not so easy. It's so hard. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, "V'yoyid olav yodea talumos shel yoshul zechid l'olam." They have to testify about him. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows the person's inside, that he'll never do it again. That sounds pretty hard. So on the one hand, tshuva is easy, but on the other hand, tshuva seems to be very hard to do a complete tshuva. So I enjoy listening to our official shachter. And his shiurim, I found him to be very, very, besides entertaining, but also tremendous lessons. So he said over a mashal, anybody who's done renovations in their house knows that you basically interview contractors, and you get estimates, and it's a known rule that whatever amount of money you expect the renovations to cost you, it's 50% more. However long they tell you the renovation is going to take, it's going to take 50% more time, and depending on how much aggravation you anticipate, it's going to be 50% more aggravation than you anticipated. So he hired a contractor, he sealed the deal. The next day, the first thing, the contractor comes in, knocks down all the walls, guts the place, and the next time he shows up for the job is 4 weeks later. What's the pshat? He wants to make sure he got the job. Once he started the job, he didn't feel compelled to actually finish up the nitty-gritty and actually finish the job. He says, that's what tshuva is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur wants us to come in and break down the walls. Mamish. Just come in and break down the walls. Get the job. So we got the contract. Get the contract. Start the job. And then you're not going to bring in somebody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say, get out of here. Knock down the walls. Over time, over weeks, over months, fine-tune your life. Rachman Alivabal, God wants your heart. He wants you to say, I want to be better. I want to break down the walls. I want to break down the walls between you and me. I can't fix all my issues. I can't fix all my affairs overnight in one day. It can't happen. I need weeks. I need months. But show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, daven your heart out. And ask Him for help. And tell Him you want to be better. You know there's so much to work on. But you want to be better. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, Midarkei HaTshuva Liyos Hashav Tzoik Tamid, cry out always, Lefnei Hashem, Bevechi V'tachnu, Beg Hashem. Do we really feel bad? Can we change overnight? No, we can't change overnight. But do we really feel bad? So knock down the walls, beg Hashem, cry out, be Tzoik, cry to Hashem, I want to do better. I know it's so hard, but help me. I want to do better. Busha, feel embarrassed about what we've done. If you feel a little bit of embarrassment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mocha on your avonos. And how do you do that? A person has to make kabbalos. Just like the contract has to get it in there. How do you get in there? You make a kabbalah. You can't become a tzaddik overnight. They say over, I say it all the time. When you're making a kabbalah, it should be smart. It should be a smart kabbalah. S stands for small. The M stands for measurable. A stands for achievable, R is realistic, and T is for time-bound. It's got to be realistic, it's got to be time-bound, whether it's, I'm going to say, Ashi Yotzer for the first month with the extra Kavana, whether it's, I'm going to say, I'm going to not speak Lashon Hara for an hour, something measurable, something achievable. They say over from different Gedolei Yisrael, benching from a bencher, and having extra Kavana in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. There's so many things. I've also heard that a person's Kabbalah should perhaps be centered around the three pillars of the world. The mission of us tells us the world stands on three pillars: Torah, Avodah, and Midos Chasadim. So perhaps a person should take a Kabbalah on himself in Torah. Now, one should say, "Yeah, I should take a Kabbalah on myself to learn 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours." How about 5 minutes before Shacharis? How about 5 minutes during Beit HaStarim? How about learning a complete Seder? Those are all very realistic Kabbalahs, in my opinion. And Avodah, when it comes to Tefillah, people call on yourself something in the realm of Tefillah: coming more on time, having more Kavanah in certain parts of Tefillah. And the other amud, chesed, to take kabbalah and chesed, to say good morning to certain people you don't usually say good morning to smile when it's hard for you. There's so many areas that a person can make kabbalah. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants you to get on the job, knock down the walls the first day. It's a long year, it's a long life, but you got to come in with gusto and cry out to Him. Say you're sorry, feel embarrassed, and say, I need your help. I can't do it alone. When you say the al-chaitz, there's so often we just say achet, achet, achet. The ashamnus are just a format to help you get in touch with what you've done. The ashamnu is supposed to tell you anything. Think about anything you did with an aleph. Achalti b'li bracha, I ate without a bracha. Achalti b'yichilas gasa. The aleph, and then we say out loud the ashamnus and alchets, but we have to verbalize according to the Chai Adam and many others. We have to verbalize what we've done wrong and say it, and of course in a whisper. You don't want to tell everybody what all your averus. It's inappropriate to do that in front of the king, and to encourage other constituents to tell you to publicize what you've done, but privately feel embarrassed about your averus. And through the busha, you'll say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is also why we have Rosh Hashanah last week. Now we're going to Yom Kippur. We feel closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your mouth HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand and we recognize we need Hashem. He's running the world, and we're embarrassed about our sins. But the only way to fix it, we can't fix it overnight, to take upon ourselves small kabbalas, to show Hashem we're on the job, and we're going to fix it with His help in the future. I heard another Maisa from our official chapter, a beautiful Maisa that I think brings out this point as well. In Europe, in a certain town, there's a gentleman who used to buy Ne'ilah, Psicha of Ne'ilah for every year. Every year that was his thing. He spent a lot of money, and he used to buy Psicha every year for Ne'ilah. It was a big schluss for him. And unfortunately, he had hard times, he fell on hard times, and his wealth diminished, and it was very hard for him to buy Ne'ilah. And yet there's another gentleman in the shul, that luck had his mazel had changed, and he was doing financially better. And he knew that he could certainly outbid this guy who used to be wealthy, and the bidding went up and up and up. And the person who had always had Ne'ilah for Psicha for Ne'ilah kept on going up, and everybody was in shock. They knew he didn't have much money. And he went up to 1,500 ruble, whatever it was, and people were like, you know, whispering to each other, how in the world is he going to pay for it? How is he going to pay for it? And all of a sudden, jewelry came flying out from on top from the women's section. Obviously, the wife was also in the spirit of being Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of being Psicha for Ne'ilah. And her jewelry came down to pay up that debt and to secure this chus. What's the shul going to do with this jewelry, with the diamonds? So the shul decided to take the diamonds from the jewelry, from this necklace that fell from the Ezra's Nashim. Of course, after Yom Kippur, they sewed it into one of the mantles of the Sefer Torah. And that's the way it was. And in the Holocaust, this shul was absolutely decimated. But they came back after the war, after the Holocaust, and they found one of the few things that was left was this cover of the Sefer Torah with the diamonds. It was hidden under some rubble. And they said the reason why this survived the war is because of the Maisa of Mesiris Nefesh. Here's a woman, she had her jewelry that she had for years and years and years, and she was willing to give that for the schus of Psicha of Ne'ilah. She was willing to give it so that her husband shouldn't be embarrassed. A Maisa of Mesiris Nefesh lasts forever. So many of us, we go through life, we try our best. We try to do better, we try to learn, we try to daven, we try to be nice to our friends, we try. But there's trying and there's trying. A person has to really look himself in the mirror and say, do we really, really give it our all? Are we really Moser Nefesh? Do we go against the grain? You know, when you cut meat, you're supposed to go against the grain. Do we really go against the grain enough? And you guys know, when some people are involved in weightlifting and building themselves. Right? There's no pain, no gain. The only way you get bigger is if you really push them, really go through pain and difficulty and challenges. And that, in Avodas Hashem, which is the most important aspect of our life, How could we expect results? How could we expect ourselves to grow and get bigger in Avodas Hashem if we never go against the grain? And Yom Kippur is the time to say, Hashem, I want to go against the grain. I have so many things I want to fix. I got to go against the grain. I need your help. I want to fix myself. But you can't fix yourself by going with the flow. It doesn't work. And that comes to the Torah, that comes to your Avodah and Davening and Kibbutz Chasadim. You got to go against the grain. And if a person does nice and with Mesiris Nefesh, even today, you have another till the Chasima, till tomorrow night in the Ilu time. How many hours do we have? Well, let's say Yom Kippur is 25 hours. How many hours do we have? It's 10:30 right now. Tonight, okay, let's say 5:30. Which is 7 hours. Okay, we have about 32 hours. Be'erach. 32 hours. Find ways to be Moser Nefesh. You want to go against the grain. You want to break down the walls. You fix everything afterwards, but you want to show it. If we do that, it's the first huge step towards tshuva. Mesiris Nefesh. What's an example of Mesiris Nefesh? I feel like I have an example of Mesiris Nefesh every 5 seconds when I'm driving, because I'm always in a rush. I'm very busy. The guy's going slow in front of me. So if I don't honk, I feel like I'm kind of a little bit of a Mesiris Nefesh for that moment. But there's so many ways to be Mesiris Nefesh. There's a guy you haven't spoken to yet this year. You really should have said, you should say hello. You didn't say hello. Say hello to him. There's a guy you haven't spoken to in a long time. He could use chizuk. Call him up today. Mesiris Nefesh, something. It's really hard for you to learn today. You're about to leave and shmooze. Come inside for 2 minutes and read something about Yom Kippur. There's so many ways. If you want to try to be Moser Nefesh, there's so many ways you can try to find ways to be Moser Nefesh. I'll just make two more points and then we'll go on. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, he speaks about people and Medinos that have more Averos than Mitzvos, And he writes, "Lechem kol olam kulo im hayu avon osehem Reuben miad heim nishchosim." Right away, they're going to be destroyed. Shemar v'yashem ki rabba ros ha'odim ba'aretz. That if a person has more averos than mitzvos, they destroy it. So too, by medina. I'm sorry. Lechem medina shavon osehem Reuben miad he obed the shemar zilakas sdom ba'amora ki rabba. Right, Sodom had more averos than mitzvos, destroyed. Ask the lechem mishnah kasha. V'im tomer im kim kim v'destom avonos em Reuben mischios el. They had more avonos than schios. Lama kodesh baruch hu molchil lahem b'shvil hamichamishim tzadikim. Why was kodesh baruch hu willing to exempt and to not destroy Sodom if there are 50 tzadikim? Makes no sense. The Rambam just said al pi halacha it's not shayach. The halacha is they're supposed to be destroyed. V'yishlomo answers lechem mishnah mibnei tefilas Avram hayem ochel because of the davening of Avram he would be mochel. Afal b'she'en adin kach. What do you see? Avram's tefila could have saved Sodom. You guys are children of Avram Avinu. Your tefila can save yourselves. It doesn't matter what our scorecard is. If we have more averus than mitzvahs, if we daven our heart out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, He will save us. Mefurish right here in Halacha, Lechem Mishnah. Davin, Hashem, I'm sorry. Hashem, help me. Hashem, I want to do better. Help me now. Help me today. Help me in the future. And very often, when we're davening Yom Kippur, the Yetzirah starts up with us. He distracts us. Say, Hashem, the Yetzirah is bothering me. Please help me. Just very quickly, I'll say the word. In the Zohar Hashem, Ori Vish, you say, Im takum alayim melchama b'zosam b'oteach. Im takum alayim melchama, if a war comes to you, in that I feel confidence. What is he talking about? So I once heard from a friend of mine who heard from a chashuv person that if you're going to a forest and you're carrying diamonds, right? So you're afraid, you're nervous. That somebody's going to come to you. Somebody's going to bother you. If you're going to the forest and you're carrying thistles and thorns, nobody's going to bother you. If the Yitzhar is bothering you, you know why that is? Because you're carrying diamonds. You're carrying the potential to daven and to shtag and to grow. So if the Yitzhar is bothering you doing davening, that's a testimony. That what? That what you're doing is great. Im takum alayim milchama, if the Yetzer is starting with you, b'zosin yivutech, in that I feel confident. Then I know I'm doing the right thing. Because if you weren't doing well with your davening, the Yetzer wouldn't bother you. Anytime the Yetzer is trying to bother you davening, say, oh, I know I'm doing the right thing, and push him away, ask Hashem for help. And with this I will close. I say this almost every year. Rav Nosson V'Achtol will... Sporting like the Rishimo used to say, how could it be that a person could sin after Yom Kippur? How could it be? It makes no sense. He says a parable. A person takes his white shirt to the cleaners. He brings it home. It's a fresh, pure white shirt. He's so careful to make sure it doesn't get a stain. Once it gets a stain, there's one stain, two, it's no big deal. A person has to know that he goes on Yom Kippur tonight, tomorrow. Lefnei Hashem Titara, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to cleanse us and purify us. Have real feelings of remorse. When you read the Al-Khayt, mean it. You'll have purity, you'll be cleansed. You mamash have to believe you're getting purity and you're getting cleansed by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if a person really feels and has a munah that he's getting slicha, mechila, and kapara, he has a clean slate, he has a clean shirt, then if you really believe it, if you really believe you got cleansed, It will not be so easy for you to sin. You mamish have to imagine you come Motzi Yom Kippur, Be'ezus Hashem, you come, I have no more averus. I've been clean. So you're not going to go so quickly back to doing the things that we've done in the past. And with that, Be'ezus Hashem, you have a year full of Tahara and Kedusha. So it's our tefillah and our bracha together that we should all daven very, very hard. We should feel the vidu, the confession. Use it as an impetus to grow as individuals, the shmuchazik, ourselves, the yeshiva, our families, our communities, and we and all of Klai Yisrael. And daven again, this is it. This is where it's all being sealed. Who knows what this year is going to bring? Daven your heart out for Klai Yisrael, that every Jewish person should be safe this year. And all of our families and all of our communities, each and every one of us should have siyata d'shmaya, we should have the help from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We need you, Hashem. I'm totally dependent on your Kodesh Baruch Hu. Please, have mercy on us. And we should all see, Be'ez Hashem, this year, the Gula Shleim of Meher Meno have a wonderful and uplifting and inspiring Yom Kippur.